organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. This is probably going to be a show that is easy to call in on. Labor Day weekend, people doing a lot of things, traveling and so forth, so it shouldn't be too hard to get in. So give us a buzz, and we can talk about the landscaping or gardening plants at your place. The telephone number to be with me is the same as always, one number and one number only. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Got some good news from last week. First of all, this hour, of course, is brought to you by the a company that makes the wonderful Victor dog food. VictorDogFood.com is the, I think that's the right website now that I've said it. The Victor product, I'm getting a lot of questions about, again, like people missed the fact that we changed our recommendations. And yeah, we made a big change. And the reason for the Victor, VictorDogFood.com is right. And it's a good website, really pretty, a lot of good pictures there that you can check out. Their Facebook page is good as well. A couple of things that I like about this company a lot, and one of them is that they do no corn, no wheat, no soy, or gluten. There was a photograph sent in by one of the listeners, and their dog had actually climbed in the box of the Victor when it was shipped to them. And they sent a picture, and I commented on it, and somebody put the name of a dog food that I've never heard of. It starts with a V that I guess they thought I was talking about, and said and made the comment that it has corn in it. None of the Victor products contain corn. None of the Victor products contain wheat, soy, or gluten. And if you've been keeping up with health issues, you know, looking into that for yourself is probably a pretty good idea too. But for the dogs and cats, it's really a big deal. The other thing about Victor is that there are no chemical preservatives in their plant. They don't use any, not in any other products, and that's big. It's a very big deal. And then the third thing is they have a line, not just one choice, but a whole line of grain-free, completely grain-free products, and some of the animals need that. So if you haven't tried Victor yet, I recommend it. If Victor's not in your local store where you buy, let them know to contact Victor through their website or send it through us, dirtdoctor.com. We'll try to line you up and help you get the product. The good news is that from last week, Delilah was adopted, so thanks for that. We every week try to help the local SPCA. And Delilah was a cutie, and this week it's even maybe a step above Delilah in some ways. Nubs, 3-year-old 15-pound boxer mix pup, and he is a cutie. Aside from being cute, is playful as she can be. Nubs is always happy, and she gets along with her sister, Nibbles. And I don't know if Nibbles, I guess Nibbles is probably available too, doesn't say, and there's not a picture of her here, but says she's going to be a great big dog for a family. Obviously, she's a pretty big puppy at 15 pounds, I guess, and they're thinking she's going to be big. She's been spayed, microchipped, and given all the age-appropriate vaccinations, and she's ready to go home with you. This is the SPCA in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive. Check her out on our website. Click on the SPCA Pet of the Week button, and you can see it. One cute puppy, Nubs. N-U-B-B-S. Thank you. Better jump on that one. That looks like a real winner. My tea this morning is a little bit of a variation of what I've been doing a lot lately. My favorite probably is any tea that has some ginger in it. Last week it had lemon along with the ginger. This week, orange peelings. And I've been putting hibiscus and Turk's cap in the teas because we've been having such a good amount of those flowers in the garden. Hummingbirds are loving them. Hummingbirds are all over the place, and Turk's cap and the hibiscus are blooming very, very well, as are a lot of other flowers. The pentas are really putting on show, and the butterflies and the hummingbirds are really doing their thing. This is the time of the year for a lot of important things, and there's a lot of advice flying around out there about fertilizers and pre-emergent herbicides and things like that. First of all, we don't recommend any pre-emergent herbicides, the toxic kind, at all. If you do want to do some kind of a pre-emergent, what is appropriate if you're trying to be smart and do the organic approach is corn gluten meal. And there are people out there that will say that there's no research backing it up. That's a lie. Iowa State or Cornell, believe it was Iowa State, came up with the corn gluten meal as being not only a strong fertilizer but a natural pre-emergent. Does it work perfectly? No, but the chemicals don't either. Used in the fall, you have a little bit less control of the weeds from a pre-emergent standpoint than you do in the spring. And the reason is the weather seems to be a little bit more roller coastery in the fall. Gets hot, gets cool, rain, dry, off and on. And there will be weed seed germinating over a long period of time. The best guess on when to put out any pre-emergent, but of course, you know, we don't recommend the toxic stuff for a whole lot of reasons. But the best guess on the date is about September the 15th, which obviously is coming up for us now in Zone 8, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area across the south. For those of you in more northern locations, it'll be a little bit later than that. If you're south of us, time's on us right now today. So hope that helps. The other thing is the major fertilizing that we recommend at this time of the year, of course, is the natural organic fertilizers, those that have no high nitrogen, synthetic, soluble nitrogen, no urea, no ammonium sulfate, no ammonium nitrate, none of those kind of things, but natural sources of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and lots of trace minerals. Are many choices around the country. We're lucky here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, well, across Texas, in fact, that we have a lot of choices. Some of you around the country have fewer choices, but wherever you are, there'll be something that will be appropriate for you to use. Flowering plants, get the Garrett juice on them. Hanging baskets, annuals, perennials that are in flower or have been in flower and you're trying to bring them back into flower, nothing works better to help set those buds and get the flowers going again, or pump them up, boost them up, than using Garrett juice. Garrett juice is a formula. It's a concept, actually. You can read the formula and make your own right on dirtdoctor.com. You can buy one of three commercial products if you want to go that route, if you don't like making your home brews. But right on the homepage, under the word guides is a button under it. You'll find all the formulas and all the basic programs that I recommend, including the formula for making Garrett juice. The three commercial products that are out there are all different. The one that's made by Nature's Guide is the basic original formula. The second one is Garrett Juice Plus, made by the Medina Corporation. It contains liquid fish and has a little more horsepower from a fertility standpoint. And then the third one is the Maestro Grow is making it now. It's just becoming available, brand spanking new, and it's the one that contains the beneficial bacteria and fungi, mycorrhizal fungi. Let's see. Yeah, you'll hear people recommending pre-emergent weed killers, things like Halt, Dimension, Gallery, things like that. Don't recommend any of that. If you're new a listener and want to talk about it more and call to discuss it, that's fine. Those things are toxic. There's all kinds of data about the dangers of those kind of products, as well as the dangers of Roundup and 2,4-D and other chemical kinds of things that we don't recommend. You will also start to hear right now that people will tell you this is your last chance to plant solid sod or seed. It is getting a little late to plant the summer grasses from seed. I don't have a problem with it, but you're getting a little bit late. But on solid sod, not only is this an absolute perfect time to plant, it will be now for another couple of months. Planting solid sod in the fall is a wonderful thing to do, so ignore the people that tell you not to plant after September the 1st. That's very bad advice. Yesterday, I planted some things in the vegetable garden, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, arugula, things from transplants. Got a new tip about eating okra that I'll pass on to you, and then we'll go to the phones, too. 866-444-3478. We'll go to the phones right when we come back, but I will work in a couple of these quick things for you. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control.
and I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. The phone lines are loaded, but when you hear somebody drop off, you can jump on here at 866-444-3478. Just one quick thing, and we'll go to the phone lines. Yesterday, Judy and I and my sister and her husband, Nancy and Steve, went over to the McKinney Farmers Market, which is a terrific one. For those of you here in North Texas, it's one of the really fun ones to go to. But one of the organic farmers there gave me a tip that I haven't tried yet, but it's such a cool idea. I wanted to tell you about it, and we'll probably, not tonight, we have to eat out with some people tonight, but try it sometime soon. And the tip was about okra. You know, if you don't harvest okra every day, and ask me how I know this, the pods get too big and too tough, and they really, if you cut them up and try to stir fry them and cook with them, you're going to get some stringy stuff, and it's not really very pleasant. I hate digging into okra and being all fired up about it, and it's tough and stringy. So a lot of people just throw those pods into the compost pile. Well, this tip yesterday was this. Take those old pods and take the seed out of them and stir fry the seed, just the seed. I'm looking forward to trying that. Any of you that have tried it, give us a call today and let me know what you thought, but I'm going to give that a whirl right away, and we'll talk about it from a little bit more personal experience next week. All righty, to the phones. Julie in Dallas will be first up.
Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I can breathe a lot better these days.
Great. You sound good. Well, I've got a dogwood that was planted back in March or April. My lawn man planted it for me.
Right.
And I've been listening to you talk about the proper way to plant the trees. And so I went out there yesterday to find the flare on it because it's been planted too deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go between 4 and 6 inches to get to the flare. And so now I've got kind of this wall around the tree. Should I just, and also when I got down there, there's a lot of sand that it was planted in the burlap. The burlap's still there. Should I just dig this up and replant it?
No, 4 to 6 inches really isn't that bad, Julie. How big a dogwood is it? It's like a 2-inch tree or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. That's fairly deep. How long has it been there? How long has it been in place?
I want to say it was March, April.
This spring, okay.
Yes.
I would flare it out a little bit more, make it more dish shape than just a can hole going down in the ground, and probably leave it there because the roots will have already gotten out, and you're going to set it back a little bit by taking it up and resetting it. You can do it, and your chances of it living will probably be pretty high, but I'd probably leave it in the ground. Just create a dish that's wider than it currently is so it's more gentle as it comes back up. It's more like a dish than a cup in the ground. And okay. The burlap, try to get some scissors out and cut all that away as much as you can. If there's any bird's nest roots growing up trying to get up to oxygen, you can gently cut them away. But the main thing would be to just get air to that flare, get the burlap out of the way, and I think your tree will do fine. The flare will grow. You've probably seen pictures of my recent one, and it's in a hole in the ground that's over 12 inches deep. And, we're just going to let it slowly fill in. I've started the photography of that whole project, and I haven't finished it yet, but we'll be putting that on the website and on Facebook sometime in the near future so people can see the whole process.
Okay, great. I look forward to seeing it.
I think you'll be fine, though.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and if you're new to the show and wondering what we were just talking about, one of the main things we discuss a lot is the fact that trees in general across the United States are planted too deeply in the ground. The flares are covered. Crepe myrtles are among the worst. Lace bark elms are among the worst. Chinese pistachios are among the very worst. But all trees tend to get planted too low in the ground. Fruit trees, in general, all too deep in the ground. The solution's quite easy. You get the soil and the mulch off of the flares. Photographs in my books and on my website and all that, and we can talk about it more if you don't understand exactly what to do. The soil off the flare, you do, like we were just talking, you do create a hole in the ground in a lot of cases. And the best thing to do is leave it a hole. Don't put stone, don't put mulch, don't put anything. If it's too deep, you can build a grate over the top of it. And we've done that a lot because some trees have had 4 to 10 inches of soil or 10 feet of soil removed. And you have to do that from a safety standpoint. But in most cases, when you're taking 4 or 5 to 12 inches of soil off, just take the hole out as wide as you can, and then let it let the flare grow and fill back in over a period of time, and you end up with a little depression there that's not unsightly at all. Clayton is next up in Farmersville. Hello, Clayton. I saw an email from you, and I'm sorry I have not got around to catching up on my email. What can I do for you this morning?
I was going to update you on what's happened. We've had some good news.
Oh, good.
Well, the hay grazer, which as any Sweet Sudan farmer around this part of Texas knows, has been attacked by a two-spotted spider mite.
Okay.
Well, anyway, he's going to plow it under.
All right.
He said that we can try a couple of legumes on a couple of acres of the 8-acre field. So,
okay, good.
Cool.
Clayton, can you hang on with me? We're going to need to break here. Hang on. I'll talk to you off the air for a second, and we'll probably come back to Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I chatted with Clayton off the air a little bit. He's a young man that's been trying to convince his dad to go to a more organic approach on their farm ranch. And he's, you probably heard, it was kind of quick there, but they're going to take out one area and plant some cool season legumes there. And they're planting hairy vetch and a legume called Kaylee pea, which I haven't planted before. It looks like it's a pea that gets about 2 feet, 3 feet tall, more or less. Both of those are annuals. The company that he was dealing with didn't recommend any perennials, and I'm a little surprised about that. But anyway, we'll continue to talk with Clayton and his project there. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. David. Oh, by the way, David, hang on 1 second. We had a call from Woody. Woody had to go to church. She was leaving anyway to go somewhere and wanted to know about gardening and landscaping in clay and rocky soil. It's a pretty simple answer, Woody, because that's what we deal with all the time in Texas and a lot of other states as well. A lot of the Dallas-Fort Worth area is just maybe a little bit of black soil on top of white limestone. Down in the hill country, a lot of times it's just white limestone. So it's still the same basic program. So if you go to DirtDoctor.com, go into the area I was talking about earlier, the button that says Guides. Under Guides, you'll find the bed preparation recommendations that we have, and they're basically the same across the country. They'll vary a little bit depending on whether the soil is acid, sandy, or clay and alkaline, but basically it's the same kind of things. We're putting compost and organic material into the existing soil, no matter how bad it is, and then we're adding rock minerals, and the rock minerals are the ones that aren't already there on the site. If you live in a site that's at the base of a volcano, you don't need to add any lava sand, for example. If you have white limestone as your base, you rarely need to have high calcium limestone added. So in other words, you put a rock mineral different than your base rock in. And then the third thing is sugar. Sugar is dry molasses, cornmeal, those kind of things, tilling it all together with the native soil, if you have any native soil with your rock, and plant away. If you got any specific questions when you have time, call us back. But the basic program is that, and it's explained in quite a bit more detail than that right on our website under guides. Sorry about that, David. What can we do for you in Georgia?
Hello. We really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you.
We have a yellow delicious tree, and the apples just keep rotting and falling off. And I was wondering if that's a deficiency or...
Well, if they're rotting and falling off, it's probably a fungal disease, David. You know, I know you've been listening for a while. Did you get the flares all dramatically exposed on your trees?
Yeah, I did the best. I think I got it pretty good off of there.
Okay, we don't want pretty good. We want it dramatically done. It's the one thing that you just have to do. You have to have well-exposed flares to the flares exposed to the air, or it leads to insect and disease problems. Now, in your area, I would assume you bought it from a local garden center or somebody that's familiar with the varieties that are adapted right there in your specific spot. That's the only other thing that's a possibility, is you have a variety that's not completely adapted. I always recommend people plant more than one variety, just in case, you know, the weather goes one direction or the other and favors one over the other. If you've given yourself better odds by planting more than one variety, that's a good thing too. So you might look at that for the future. If it's fungal, which it probably is, the regular spraying of Garrett juice with some cornmeal juice or with some milk, you know, a half a cup to a cup of milk per gallon of spray, are those two things are wonderful disease controls, natural disease controls. If it happens to be bacterial, which it probably isn't in this case, adding some hydrogen peroxide to your Garrett juice spray would take care of that disease. In fact, it would help with fungal, bacterial, or even viral if you want to use hydrogen peroxide.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate your call.
Okay. Bye.
It's one of those things where sometimes you just have to experiment around a little bit with the varieties and find out what works best on your site. But that's where we recommend talking to the local people. The local extension folks have great advice as far as what works from a variety standpoint the best. And then you just, use your natural organic program with whatever varieties the local people are recommending. And then if those diseases pop up, we've got the explanation of how you take care of all that on the website. Hydrogen peroxide, if you haven't heard, and by the way, I probably ought to tell you something about hydrogen peroxide, but if you want to use hydrogen peroxide as a disease control or disease preventative, either one, what you do is spray your compost tea or your efficiency weed or your whole Garrett juice mixture, which is, of course, what we recommend the most. And into that gallon, you can replace 16 ounces of the mixture, change it from hydrogen, from water to hydrogen peroxide, and it will take care of all of the diseases that we mentioned, fungal, bacterial, and viral. And the bacterial diseases will be things like fire blight and that sort of thing. Fungus are the rots and the normal things that you see. And then the viral diseases are the ones that are the most rare that would hit your plants. But the hydrogen peroxide mixed in will help you with all those things. Got an open line for you all of a sudden here at 866-444-3478. What I was going to tell you is that the current newsletter that's going out right now has what I promised you a while back. I finally got it finished, and it's probably going to be one of those things that's a work in progress and will continue to be modified and updated and refined over a period of time. But what it is a chart for you explaining the mixing rates that we recommend for hydrogen peroxide, both for 3% product from the grocery store or the drugstore, and the concentrated stuff. And we did the concentrated based on the 35% concentration because I think it's probably the most common that's out there. If you buy a concentrated hydrogen peroxide to use it on your farm or ranch or landscape or whatever, you'll just have to modify it a little bit. You won't have to make much change if it's less concentrated than 35%. There will be products out there, so don't be surprised if you buy a concentrated hydrogen peroxide that's 23% or 33% or something like that, and you'll just have to use our recommendations, the formulas, and you know, back it off or add to it a little bit as the case might be to make it fit. I don't think it's extremely critical that you get it just exactly to the gram right, but try to get it pretty close, especially when you're using the 35%. That stuff is dangerous when it's concentrated. It'll burn you. It'll burn your skin. It'll burn your eyes. Once diluted, is a wonderful tool, and it is labeled for the things that we're talking about. So no problem there. But the one issue is that when you're handling it concentrated in the, whatever it is, a quart container, a gallon, or the 2.5 or 5 gallon containers, and the bigger they get, the harder they are to handle. I learned the hard way. I burned myself years ago from 35% hydrogen peroxide that we bought in 55 gallon containers. We were doing research in Vernon, Texas, out in the oil fields, trying to figure out how to grow grass on land that had been dead for 75 years. And we did it. We figured out how to do it. And hydrogen peroxide was one of those things that we experimented with. And the first time we opened the stuff, I splashed it on my arms. And when you get some concentrated hydrogen peroxide on you, feels like water, looks like water. Exactly. And in about a minute and a half, you'll start feeling a tingling sensation. And then all of a sudden you'll look down and it'll be stinging like you got stung by a wasp or something, and your skin will be turning snow white. It just oxidizes your skin. It's a temporary thing. I mean, it's not going to do you permanent damage or anything, but it hurts. And if you got it in your eyes, obviously pretty dangerous. So if you buy the stuff and use it, do be careful, okay? But the chart is done. It'll be put on Facebook. If you don't get the newsletter, it'll be put on in the archives of our newsletter area on dirtdoctor.com. But those of you that get the newsletter, you'll be getting it right away. And if you've got any questions or if you've got any suggestions about things to add to it, let us know, because we'll continue to try to improve the thing for you. If you don't get our newsletter, it's pretty simple. Just go to dirtdoctor.com, fill out the form, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. It's free, and we do it one subject at a time. And if you don't like it, you'd follow the little instructions at the bottom, and you won't get it anymore. Ryan in Carrollton next up. Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a rosemary bush that is getting infested with these little web things, and they have little tiny black dots in the middle of them. I sent you a picture.
Okay. I didn't see that yet. Did you send it to info@dirtdoctor.com?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'll double check that at our next break, and maybe I'll see something that will change this. It's probably either spider mites or it could be real spiders, either one. Spider mites are little arachnids, little beasts that attack plants that are in stress, Ryan. And it's almost always a case where the water system is not correct on your planting. In other words, too much water or too little water, or your fertility program could be bad so that the chemistry is actually creating a situation where the plant can't pull up water properly. So the first thing that I would suggest that you do is get a probe. And the easiest way to do that is, if you have any golf clubs around the house, get an old one, a driver, long, you know, a long one, break the head off of it or saw it off at an angle even better, and probe the soil with that shaft. And you can use a metal shaft or a fiberglass shaft, either one. That works fine. Some people have professional pipe probes. I have one myself, and that's fine too. But by the feel and the texture and how moist it is, you'll be able to tell whether you're watering too much or too little. Spray Garrett juice or any mixture that has liquid seaweed in it to take care of the beasts. But getting the water right is a long-term solution. I'll put you on hold. I'll be back after this.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Matt was nervous I wasn't going to come back and get on the air. I was posting something real quickly. I talked to Ryan off the air, and I had gotten her photographs on info, and it looks a little suspicious. It could be some little spiders, but I think it is spider mites. And I just stuck it on Facebook, so you can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And we've rushed it up a little bit there, so I'll talk about it just a little bit more. I was talking to her off the air about she didn't have any golf clubs in her house, not a golfer. So I told her to get a golf club the easy way. Any pawn shop out there will have just a ton of golf clubs that you can probably get for 50 cents or a dollar or something. Get a long one, get a driver, break the head off or saw it off. It makes a great probe. She was asking, how do you tell when you use the probe? Great question. It's all by feel. There's no gauges or anything, you know. You push it in the ground. If the soil is too dry, very difficult to get the probe in the ground. And when it comes out, the soil attached to it or won't be attached will be very dry. If the soil is too wet, it goes in and you can tell. You can feel the moisture. When you pull it out, it has that kind of effect. And you'll be able to feel the moist soil on the shaft of the probe. It's just a very simple kind of thing that you'll catch on to real quickly. And I told her, I bet it better a dollar that it's too wet. It could be too dry or too wet. And she said that the rosemary has sprinkler system. It pots, but there's a sprinkler system. Well, when you have a sprinkler system running on a regular basis in a pot, it's very difficult to have the moisture level right. And then when the moisture level is not correct on rosemaries, or a lot of other plants are sensitive about this as well, here comes nature's crew to take the plant out, that they're doing their job of trying to clean up an ill-adapted, in this case, or, you know, a stressed plant. You relieve the stress, and then the mites will not come back. You get rid of them by spraying anything that contains seaweed. And Garrett Juice is the best way to go because it's got the seaweed in it. If you have a bad outbreak of spider mites, add a little bit of an additional amount of seaweed to your Garrett Juice mixture to make it even more effective on the spider mites. But anyway, you can see the pictures of that if you're curious about what spider mites probably look like on Facebook right now. I punched it in a hurry there, but I think it got up. I'll double-check it at the next break. The white specks that you'll see on her photograph, she tried some diatomaceous earth. Don't think DE won't hurt anything because it's good for the soil, but I don't think DE will do much good at controlling the spider mites. Open line at 866-444-3478. In Longview, Texas, it's Victor. Hi, Victor.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Follow-up question from a few weeks ago.
Okay.
The hydrogen peroxide, the 33% hydrogen peroxide at 1 gallon per 5,000 gallons in your pool.
Okay.
My saltwater system, kind of part of it failed, so I had to go back to chlorine and, you know, straight chemicals. And I was wondering, when you were mentioning that you did it to your pool, was that as an amendment or is that your overall pool maintenance is using the hydrogen peroxide?
No, it was just to kill the mustard algae. Our regular program, it's a saltwater system, like you said yours was. And I'm curious about what happened there. But ours is a saltwater system. We use vinegar instead of muriatic acid. I started doing some time ago. And it's you have to use a little more volume, obviously. I don't have a huge problem with muriatic acid when it's used correctly in very small amounts. But vinegar is just, you know, more natural, and I love the feel of our water. The combination of the vinegar and the salt, it just feels great on your skin. We use chlorine because chlorine is created by the salt.
The salt water, right?
Yeah,
right.
But we don't put any shock or any chlorine in the water at all. And if you maintain it properly, you don't even have any chlorine smell. It's really a wonderful way to go. Now, what happened to your salt system?
The pump and everything, it's fine, but where you put the salt in into your system,
mm-hmm.
it just I don't know if it's clogged up.
Corroded. All right, well, I got a tip for you maybe there. We don't put the salt in the equipment, we put it in the pool.
Okay.
We just dump the salt in the swimming pool.
Okay.
Now, I don't do it. We have a guy that maintains, Jim the Pond Man, maintains it and does that. But that may be, you may have concentrated it too much and got some corrosion going in your equipment. That's about the only thing I can think might have happened. But the hydrogen peroxide, we did the one time, Victor, you know, and it tried to look like it was coming back. We saw a little spot here and a little spot there, and we brushed it. And it went away. We have not had it reoccur at all. And
okay.
One-time application.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the call.
All right.
All right. Those of you holding us, the grasshopper problem persists. Richard, if you can hold on, we'll talk after this break. But grasshoppers, if you have them real bad, consider using spinosad, one of the spinosad products, or spinosad, but always spray at dusk and spray down and keep it really concentrated to the plants that are being attacked, because spinosad won't kill them, but it'll really kind of adversely affect honeybees and maybe some other pollinators. So keep it very concentrated where your problem with grasshoppers is. If you had something else, hang on and we'll talk after this break is over. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478.